Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go around, and today we are continuing with our theme week this week, which is quite the interesting one. Of course, depending on your listening to this, we are about a week away from when your taxes are due, of course, that being April 15th. So fittingly, we have decided to make this week all about money, whether it be songs with the word money in the title, or kind of, you know, the overall kind of theme of the song is regards to like money or wealth, that sort of thing. So the song I'm going to be doing today, we go back to the 2000s, and it's a song that was pretty big hit when it first came out, and it kind of was a great hit for this band. You can argue it was their biggest hit. I don't want to say they were a one hit wonder, but they definitely. I don't think they hit it as big as this, but the song I'm going to be doing today is Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte. This, of course, was off their album, The Young and the Hopeless, on August 13th, 2002. This was their debut single, and again, it was definitely, when it came out, it just really hit hard. It was, all over the place on MTV. It actually would win... at the VMAs in 2003, it actually won the Viewer's Choice Award, so kind of a big little good showcase for them here. And it was, of course, featured in the Greatest Song of the 2000s tournament last year. It defeated Let It Rock by Kevin Rudolph and Little Wayne to get to the second round, but there was beaten by the juggernaut that was Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. So just there was no way it was going to end up beating. There was no way it was going to get past that song. But with that said, if you're, of course, watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's a decently big. It's about 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. So we open up here with this helicopter shot from in Beverly Hills as we now hear the band performing. And, of course, the whole idea behind the song is kind of like this obsession with fame, and how celebrities in particular are not appreciative of how fortunate they are to be in this place they're in. And I mean, kind of it's an interesting note to think, but if you think about it, I mean, they do make a point. How many people would kill to be in the position that some of these celebrities are in. They take for granted basically what they have and how they ended up getting it. And so, like I said, Good Charlotte did have a couple of other hits after this. They had The Anthem, they had Girls and Boys, and a couple of other ones, but nothing really, but again, nothing kind of to the same level that this song did. So, again, wouldn't consider them a one hit wonder, since those other songs I mentioned were hits, but again, just not as big hits here as we see. They're kind of interspliced with like the band performing in these suits. Meanwhile, they're in jail. As we're kind of going through the video here. Again, there's our money. I remember seeing these guys in 2003 in concert when I lived in on the East Coast. In Maryland, there was a radio station. It was called HFS. It was kind of like a rock station, kind of like modern day rock. And every year they would do a festival at RFK Stadium. And in 03, these guys were one of the headlining bands. It was like them, Godsmack, Audioslave, and a couple of other ones. I know my sister was the main one who wanted to go to that concert, but I went along because it was kind of interesting seeing some of these different bands as we are now in this courtroom here, as everyone's on trial and we're about to get a kind of little. So we have a cameo here from NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick, who has gone by the name Chadwick Merriweather Harding III. He's calling the band out on their fashion sense. He might want to look in the mirror on that one with his clothes. And now a random dog here who's actually, and they mentioned that dog was actually is the dog of Benny and Joel, of course, two of the men who of course formed the band. And now we're kind of getting to the climax here. And we didn't actually get a verdict, but I assume that they did get ruled not guilty, because now they're leaving the courtroom in their nice suits. And we have this there was this other blonde woman here. We don't know who she is here. And apparently Kyle, the prosecutor in the video, was Kyle Gass from Tenacious D. So we do get a couple of other cameos here. Obviously, the one everyone I think probably remembers is, of course, Kirkpatrick, just because it was interesting seeing a boy band member in this kind of a video. As now we're getting to the end here, all the reporters have just left the blonde, and now they're now surrounding the band as they're now kind of reveling in the fact that they just got out, got out of this. And we're now getting to the kind of final bit here. And Right Makes Right to close it out. So there you go. There is Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte. Again, kind of, one of the big hits of the early 2000s from this band. And it's because during that, it was also during that time when like a lot of like those like new wave punk rock punk rock bands were coming around, so they were definitely right at the top there. So but with that, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you again for joining me. This is always a lot of fun to do. I'm looking forward to seeing what we got coming up, and as I said before, we are closing in on 500 episodes, so got some I'll be interested to see what we do for when we get there. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we'll see you next time.